In the Shortcast, Danielle Shaw, Communications Officer at BirdLife International and author of the blog Nature's Good News, talks about the power of environmental storytelling and how success stories, like Emily's, can motivate others to take action rather than falling into a feeling of helplessness that we all know too well. Danielle celebrates that there are so many influential female voices in what was once a very male-dominated sector. And while there's still work to be done to make sure that diverse voices are being heard in this space, it shows how far we've come thanks to people like Emily.
Just like Emily Williamson did, I live in Manchester. The city, I'm sure, would look very, very different to Emily if she could see it now. But birds are still inspiring people here every day, as they did her all those years ago. For Emily, the inspiration came from outrage of the feather trade, resulting in the formation of the RSPB, as told brilliantly by Tessa Bowes in her book and previous shortcast in this series. For me, it was witnessing two birds each day on my commute, diligently building their nests in a solitary tree on a busy road. I definitely couldn't identify the species and knew nothing about nature at that time due to a lack of it in my local area. So the joy that this spectacle brought me inspired me to learn more about birds and the environment. Fast forward to today, and this has led me into a career to advocate for birds in communications for BirdLife International, the largest international partnership for nature conservation. BirdLife's vision is a world rich in biodiversity, where people and nature live in harmony. I was drawn to BirdLife because of their collaborative approach, with a global family of over 115 conservation organisations working together for the benefit of nature and people. A few years ago, before I started working in the sector, I went through a tough time dealing with the emotions that come up when caring about the state of the planet, and I'm far from alone in this feeling. Caring about the environment can be overwhelming, and it can leave us feeling helpless, as every single day, the news and our social media timelines are bombarded with negative and catastrophic environmental news. These stories are of course important and must be told so that we all know the facts, but in isolation, it can result in hopelessness and inaction. And this is definitely not what we need if we're going to make a difference. This experience left me fascinated by environmental storytelling and the effect that the tone of our stories can have on people. One of the things I love the most about Emily's story is that it is motivating and full of hope. It shows us what one person can achieve when action is taken, as well as what is possible when people work together. By highlighting the progress that has been made historically, like Emily's story, as well as the environmental successes that continue to happen around the world every single day, we can encourage people that a better future is possible and inspire them to take action for the planet. These success stories can vary in scale, whether a huge accomplishment like an international policy agreement or something small and local. One of the stories that has stuck with me over the years is a local news story of a small village working together to create a hedgehog highway through their community. This type of story would never make a primetime news slot in the way an environmental disaster would, but it is still an incredibly powerful story worthy of telling. These types of stories also highlight that we are not alone, and that the world is filled with people that care about the planet and are working tirelessly every day for nature. It also highlights that you don't need to work in conservation to be a conservationist, and anyone can get involved in action for nature. I believe that optimism is something that we all need right now, and by telling success stories, highlighting inspirational people, and sharing ways to take action, we can encourage people that a better future is possible, and that they can be a part in creating it. This is exactly why I started my blog Nature's Good News, and it's been much more productive than doom-scrolling on Twitter for hours, which I was previously guilty of. I am so thrilled to see this event happening in Manchester, not only to celebrate Emily and her legacy, but to give thanks to all of the women who have worked tirelessly for birds and nature since, and to celebrate the women leading in bird conservation today. As already highlighted in this series, the CEOs of three top bird conservation organisations, BirdLife International, the RSPB and the BTO, are currently women. Growing up, the birding world felt very male-dominated, so this is incredible to see. And although there is still work to be done to increase diversity in the environmental sector, this shows how far we have come since Emily Williamson's time.
Off the Leash podcast is proud to support the Emily Williamson Festival, celebrating female voices in conservation and Emily's legacy, which goes to show that one voice, anyone's voice, can make a difference. Join the murmuration at Manchester Art Gallery between the 12th and 14th of November 2021, and be in the room where ideas take flight. Find out more and book tickets at emilywilliamsonstatue.com/festival. Thank you for listening. To hear more from Off the Leash podcasts, follow us on your favourite podcast streaming service. And if you're interested in creating a short cast of your own, please get in touch with us at OTL Podcasts on Twitter, OTL Pods on Instagram, or by using our website, offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk.